program.
Congressman Ford and Congressman O'Neill, sir.
Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
Mr. President, Jerry Ford speaking.
Yes.
Tip O'Neill, the newly elected Democratic Majority Leader, is here, and we're both to make an announcement to you. Tip?
Well, I'm glad to hear from you, Tip. Congratulations.
Aren't you on the line, Tip?
Yes, I can hear him.
He can hear you, Tip.
Well, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Now you're on the line, yeah. Yeah.
You just heard his voice across the office, but...
That's right. I know. I heard that voice.
How are you, Mr. President?
Fine. Congratulations.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Are you still the best poker player up there?
Well, I'm pretty good at it.
I remember, 20 years ago, they had that little game with the month, I've always said, then don't get into that O'Neill with when it's high-low, seven cards and spit in the ocean, huh?
Yeah, those are the good old days.
I'll tell you.
Like a pretty good one yourself?
Listen, no. I could play in the Navy when it was five cards spit and five card draw, but when I got into these sharpshooters in the House and Senate, wow.
President, I've read those articles about you being a great poker player. Yeah. I said to myself, what the heck kind of a game that he was playing? Because when he came up to this house here, they gave him a lesson in spades.
That's right. That's right. Because the trouble was, Tip, it was those wild games that got me. Those wild.
Calling to notify you of the rest of the house is in session.
Great. And where?
Did you want the committee to report?
We're glad to have you in session, and I would hope very much, Tip, that you and Jerry can join us for breakfast on the morning of start right to work of the Friday morning.
Wait a minute. No. Friday morning, we're going to be at Boggs. This Friday.
No. You're going to be at Boggs' funeral Thursday.
Thursday at Boggs.
Thursday's Boggs.
We would be through in time for the...
No, we're having it Friday morning, so you would be through by 10:30 in time to get over to the memorial service for Truman.
Right.
I set it up to... I talked to Mike and also to Carl Albert about it.
Right.
And then in the afternoon, Tip, Jerry, at 6 o'clock, I'm going to have... I always have a reception for the newly elected members of the House and the Senate, Democrat and Republican, and the newly elected leaders, as well as the old. It's not a command, but and their wives, of course. It's at 6 o'clock, but if you'd all like to come up, we'd very much like to have you. We're going to give you, what we do is we have a little liquid refreshments, and I told them to get out the good stuff when you guys are there, too. Okay?
That sounds very fine, Mr. President.
Yeah. And I'll send you the bill.
Okay.
You know, we're on an austerity budget.
Okay. Can I ask you one question?
Sure.
The State of the Union, I understand, will be a message.
Yeah, here's the situation. I'm going to follow the practice, Jerry, the State of the Union, of the first year. When you have an inaugural, the State of the Union duplicates it, basically. And I, in checking through history, I decided to make the inaugural, and then I'll write State of the Union. Right. And then I'll come to the Congress on another occasion, on a special subject, you know what I mean, when the occasion commends itself, see?
Right.
I figure that it really doubles up too much to have a State of the Union and then inaugural. In other words, particularly when you're hitting that television audience twice.
Okay.
But we'll give you a good message. I got a whole flock.